Welcome to the Piano Bench, and a very special piano bench it is, because we have performers in our studio who are going to be playing for you very shortly. They are students from Eastern Washington University and students of Dr. Jody Graves, a very welcome and not frequent enough guest in this radio station, but Jody, we're just really, really, really delighted to have you with us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
And we have two returning pianists who have been here quite a bit before, Trinity Piazza and also Zach Bierstrom. Mm-hmm. And they'll be playing for us. And we have a couple of new folks, too, we can talk about a little bit. And, of course, we'll have them provide some commentary also after they have played. So shall we get into this?
Let's do it.
All right. So here we go. A returning pianist, Trinity Piazza, is going to be playing for us first, and we're going to be starting with music of J.S. Bach, which I think is only appropriate. So let's begin, and we'll identify the piece on the other side. This is pianist Trinity Piazza.
Thank you.
From our SPR Classical Studio, we've heard pianist Trinity Piazza playing the music of Johann Sebastian Bach, that chorale prelude from Cantata 140, known in German as Wachet auf. And Trinity is at the microphone out in the studio. And good morning, Trinity.
Good morning.
Really excellent to have you back again. And thank you very much for playing that piece. It's a wonderful one. I notice on the program that you are playing the Wilhelm Kempff transcription, but there's a co-credit on the arranging, which is you. So is this your first try at doing some editing of music?
Yes, it is. When I started working on this piece, Dr. Graves brought me multiple different transcriptions and arrangements of it. And I kind of went through them, and I mainly based what I wanted to do off of the Kempff arrangement, but I took different pieces from other arrangement and put them in, and then I also added things that I wanted to do. And it was a really fun experience because I've never really gotten to do that before, but I've really enjoyed being able to do that.
Right, right. Could you pull the cover back from the secret recipe, and just mention maybe one change that you made in the music and why you made it?
Well, the biggest change I made was that at the beginning, so the first time that the kind of theme is stated, I took out all of the extra notes and only played the melody with my right hand, one single line, and then the octaves in the left hand. Originally, there were lots of other notes in there. I elected to take them out and make it much more stripped down so that as the piece progressed, I started to add more and more harmonies until getting to the very end when I, there's obviously a lot more going on at the end. So that was the main thing that I changed.
Right. Well, good for you, because it actually takes it closer to the original for keyboard, which is an organ arrangement, which when the theme comes in for the first time, basically it's the bass line and the theme. So good for you for doing that. Well, Trinity, we look forward to also to your coming back and playing from another century for his little Debussy later in the program. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Trinity Piazza, our first pianist who played music of J.S. Bach. And I mentioned that she's going to be playing some Debussy a bit later in the program. But we have some Debussy for you right now. And Jody, we have one of our debut artists here in the studio playing next, and that would be Caleb Baker.
That's right.
Let us in on how long has Caleb been a student of yours?
Caleb started with us in September of this year. Mm-hmm. So this is his first year and his first time, as you said, on the radio with us. Comes with wonderful background and experience as not just as a solo artist, but also as an accompanist, and is sort of dipping into composition now. So he's really enjoying the year and doing
good.
A lot of great things.
Very good. All right, let's enjoy this music of Claude Debussy. And Jody, just a quick introduction to the piece
that he's playing.
Right.
This is one of the Debussy preludes, which is the English translation would be the perfumes that permeate the evening air. And so you'll hear a lot of those wonderful colors in Debussy that are such a hallmark, done so beautifully in this work.
All right. And to be played right now by Caleb Baker in our SPR Classical Studio.
Thank you.
We've heard pianist Caleb Baker playing the music of Claude Debussy from his Preludes, a celebration of the perfumed night air. And Caleb has come over to the microphone. Caleb, you can tip that mic up a little bit more toward you. Excellent. Thanks. Well, Caleb, nice work on that Debussy. And how long have you been working on that piece?
I started that at the beginning of the winter semester, so that was about 4 months ago.
All right, very good. Do you really enjoy playing the music of Debussy, or is this your first go at?
I do. I've only had a couple songs that I've played of his, but this is the first one that I've really kind of gone into at a deeper level. Mm-hmm. So that was really enjoyable.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about your background with the piano. How young were you when you started?
Yeah, I was six when I started, and my grandparents actually started me. It was a birthday gift, and so they gave me a year of piano lessons, and then ever since then I just continued on with it. So I've played for, I think, 14 years.
All right, very good. And you, as well as playing solo piano, you do a lot of collaborative work, accompanying and such?
Yes. Yeah, I play with Liz over here. This is my first year doing ensemble work, but it's been really fun to kind of see how you work with other people. And then mm-hmm. I've also played with a couple violinists on campus as well. So, yeah.
Is there anything that you have learned about the way you go about this particular function of the pianist as being in collaboration with another musician compared to your solo work?
Yeah, I think it takes a lot more listening to the other person. When I'm playing solo rep, I'm mainly just listening to the sound that I'm creating, what I want to hear. But when you're playing with another person, you have to really focus on what is the other person creating and how does that affect what you're playing as well.
So. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, absolutely. Now, what are some of the other things that you're working on besides the Debussy at this point?
I'm working on a Bach Italian Concerto. So that one's a fun piece. And then I'm also working on a sonata by Beethoven, the Appassionata. I'm sorry, it's actually the Pathetique Sonata.
Mm-hmm,
so,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are fun pieces.
All right, very good. Well, we would love to have you come and perform either one of those anytime that they are ready to go. And a couple of last questions here. And I'd like to find out maybe where you are in school at this point.
Yeah, I just finished my second year, so I'll be going to my junior year in the fall.
All right. And have you started thinking about the role that music is going to play in your life as you move forward?
Yeah, I think the main role is going to be in ministry. And so my main goal in life is to kind of go into the ministry side in church and things like that. And so I think having a deeper, better foundation of music and understanding the ins and outs of how it works and how it relates to people and religion and things like that. I'm excited to apply that to church and things like that.
So. All right. We're excited to follow your growth in this and anticipating already your next visit with us. So, Caleb, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Fine player. And
yes,
it still has lots of room to grow in all aspects of music. So it's
exactly.
Really great to hear from him. We turn now to another veteran. And a little bit more Bach, Zach Bristram, who is going to be playing the fugue from the Toccata in E minor by Bach. Before we start that, though, you were telling me, Jody, that we had a big bash at the Fox Theater, of which pianos played a significant role.
We did. We actually, it's a wonderful event every year at the Fox that we feature the entire department. And the first half of the program is smaller groups, like a clarinet ensemble or a sax quartet. And our pianists actually put together a fun rendition of I Love a Piano by Irving Berlin. And this included some antics at the piano, including Zachary, whom you're going to hear now, jumping over the piano bench and not missing a beat in the playing part of it. So it was quite entertaining. And I love the energy and the creativity of these students. They're just shining brightly, and we're so proud of them.
All right, very good. Yeah. And we return to our SPR Classical studio now with music of Bach played by Zach Bristram.
¶¶
Music of J.S. Bach played in our KSFC SPR Classical Studio by Zachary Burstrom, a student at Eastern Washington University who is completing his undergraduate work. And Dr. Jody Grace tells me that, Zach, you have just finished your senior recital.
Yes, yes, I have.
What was a real highlight for you from that recital?
Definitely the Bach that you just heard, especially the fugue section. and then probably the Heroic Polonaise by Chopin. And then I ended off with the compositions that'll play later in the program today.
All right, very good. Yeah, and you will be still at Eastern next year completing your degree in composition.
Yes.
So how does, I know that the playing of Bach, it has tendrils that reach into all aspects of living. I know of at least one pianist who, when he gets up in the morning, the first thing he does is play some Bach. Get his day off to a good start. That's Andras Schiff, I believe. And then also the composer David Maslanka was someone who was very fond of the works of Bach and would play Bach chorales every morning. So is the writing of a composer like Bach something that you find informs you as a contemporary composer?
1,000,000%. I remember Bach wasn't a composer that I did a lot of during my high school years. And then when I got out to college at Eastern, I took a counterpoint class, and then I really fell in love with the idea of counterpoint and started to understand that Bach's music, the harmonies derived from the different melodic lines that are happening. And that has been a huge influence, maybe even the biggest influence on my writing in the last 2 years especially, is instead of thinking of a harmony and then a melody, trying to incorporate a lot more melodic ideas into my music.
Mm-hmm. So that, yeah, it would seem to me that that would introduce a whole another level of texture into your writing. With,
yes.
With adding parts. Well, we look forward to hearing your composition a little bit later on in the program. Is there a project you're involved with, either with the piano, learning pieces that you're especially involved with or proud of right about now, or a piece that you're working on?
There's definitely a few projects. One that there's always projects happening, but the one that I'm the most excited for next year, excuse me, is probably the concerto competition at EW/Music Fest. I haven't picked one yet, but I haven't done one before, and so that's going to be a huge focus of mine going into next year.
Okay. So you mean in terms of composition or in terms of playing or
both? Playing okay. Concerto. So from the piano performance, I do have composition projects that are happening right now. Actually, last year, the composers took a trip to the Tetons, the Grand Tetons, for a pastoral retreat that we got funding for. And right now I'm using hymns that I play at my church, and I'm converting them into pieces, like using the hymns as the basis for it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the Grand Teton Suite. So that's my big like summer project.
Oh, wow. Okay. Again, look forward to your sharing that with us when you get it all ready to roll. Well, Zach, thanks so much for playing for us. And again, I look forward to hearing from you later in the program.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, we turn to the second of our young performers who is making her debut with us here. Her name is Elizabeth Podhung. Let's try that again.
Pakhoden.
Pakhoden. Thank you very much for rescuing me there, Jody.
That's
fine. Can you tell us a little bit about Elizabeth before we hear her play?
Yeah, Elizabeth is Elizabeth is finishing her Running Start year. So she'll graduate from high school this year, but she's been at the university all year as a Running Start student, majoring or intending to major in music at least. And so this has been my first year with her, and she's a wonderful talent and blossomed and playing beautifully and soaking everything up, which is what we love to see in a young person like this.
And she's going to be playing for us something that is little bit out, I shouldn't actually say out of the mainstream, but in terms of a typical recital program.
Sure.
She's doing whose arrangement? This is music of George Gershwin.
It's his.
It's Gershwin's own piano arrangement.
It's his arrangement of The Man I Love. And one of the reasons we chose that, and she actually wanted to do this, is sort of stretching the bounds of how to work with flexibility in both just the technique, but in also different nuances that one will encounter in music like this that can then inform other kinds of things in the playing.
So. All right, very good. Well, let's go to our studios and our pianist, Elizabeth Potokin, and we're going to hear, again, music of George Gershwin. From our SPR Classical studio, we heard Elizabeth Potokin playing music of George Gershwin. And Elizabeth, thank you for that. That was really very, very nice. And
thank you.
How do you say your last name? I'm sorry.
It's Potokin.
Oh. Potokin. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Well, now that's inscribed in my memory. That's a good thing. Well, Elizabeth, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started on the piano.
Okay. I mean, when I was young, maybe about 7, my mom put me and my older sister in piano, and we did that for a couple years, and then there was a little break where we just kind of had to quit. And it kind of wasn't my choice, but then I really realized, like, oh, I really want to play the piano. And I was, like, begging my mom. I was like, can I come back? Can I come back to piano? And she was like, oh, okay. So I came back when I was about, I think, 11 or 12. So altogether, I've been playing for 8 years now. This is my 8th year.
All right. Very good. Mm-hmm. And is there the work of any particular, you know, as you are growing into the world of the piano, mm-hmm. are there composers who you are especially drawn to, whose music that you especially like?
I really like Debussy. I think as I'm maturing as an artist, I really like his kind of impressionistic and interesting chords. And I think that's been really fun. Like, I like dissonance a lot. And I think that's also what draws me to Gershwin. I actually begged Dr. Grace if I could play this song. So.
Well, you did a super job with it. And you have a nice feeling for the music of Gershwin. That's really excellent.
Thank you.
You are still very early on in your process because mm-hmm. Dr. Grace was telling me that you are a Running Start student.
Yes, I am.
And so you will complete your year and graduate from high school and return as a fully fledged college student in the fall. At this point, which is again a very early point, and you are entitled to change your mind as many times as you wish, but do you have any overall goals mapped out for yourself at this point?
Yes. It's actually funny because I started out with music as a minor and I kind of just wanted to do like hobby for fun. And I was planning to become a nurse practitioner. But as I came into this community and kind of saw like, oh, I actually kind of really like music. I want to do this. But I still also wanted to be in kind of that medical field. So right now my plan is to hopefully do a bachelor's in piano performance and also maybe a psychology minor or maybe also a double major, but that might be hard, so probably minor, and then hopefully go get my master's in counseling so I can do like music therapy and then also have my own piano studio on the side.
All right, well, yes, you have some definite plans mapped out for yourself. That's excellent. Excellent. Well, Elizabeth, thanks again so much for coming to the studio today and for playing for us, and I really anticipate your next time here and hearing maybe even some Debussy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Elizabeth Potokin, who played for us that music of George Gershwin, played it so nicely. Jody, you were saying that you are especially pleased with your studio because of kind of the wholeness of it, the fact that all aspects of it are, you know, all of your young students are supporting one another and creating an environment where learning can flourish.
Well, exactly, and that's something I like to support myself as a teacher of piano, but in that way, what I'm seeing now with this particular group of students that I have, they get together, they play for each other, they're doing a whole lot of things on their own without, you know, being directed that way. It just really shines when they demonstrate this incredible support, but also really cheering each other on and being very lovely about everyone's progress and excited when then someone plays in performance class, for example, and then, wow, that's great. I'm hearing some really good things for you. Hey, let's go get some coffee and then we'll come back and play for each other. And it's that kind of wonderful, collaborative and supportive, engaged environment that they are creating. So it's not a competitive, it's a contributive environment. And they're all doing that. And I'm so lucky I get to be the witness of that.
All right. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, we welcome back next Trinity Piazza, who played for us right at the beginning of the program today. And this time around, she shifts from Bach to the music of Claude Debussy, and specifically to his Hommage à Rameau. So let's go back to our SPR Classical studio and Trinity Piazza and music of Debussy. Thank you. truly lovely piece, so well played, in our SPR Classical Studio by pianist Trinity Piazza. This music of Claude Debussy is Hommage à Rameau. Just a piece that is suspended.
It is.
And it keeps... It carries you right along with it. And there are elements of that, especially at the end, some of the chord progressions that he uses that seem to pave the way for Messiaen.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Really, really nice stuff. Yes. And just hypnotic stuff. We had to wake ourselves up.
We did. It was so hypnotic.
We're in a
so
trance for sure here. Well, we work ourselves out of a trance to conclude the proceedings today with an original composition by Zach Bjerstrom. We heard from Zach earlier in the program playing music of Bach. And this is from his own Moonlight Suite. Jody, is this a recent composition or?
I think there's four movements in it. He's going to play two of them today. And has been working on that as part of his project this year for his senior recital, where he shared that a month ago.
All right. So from the Moonlight Suite by Zach Bjerstrom, two movements, Nocturne of the Forest and Moon Dance. Thank you. From our SPR Classical studio, we heard Zach Bierstrom playing two movements from his Moonlight Suite, Nocturne to the Forest and Moon Dance. And so we have to close our time with these Eastern Washington University students, Dr. Jody Graves, who has organized this and brought them along in all senses of the term. And we are just so grateful for the work that you do and really grateful for the work that your young pianists are showing us these days.
Thank you, Jim.
So we need to do it again.
Let's do it again.
All right. But we're going to pack things in for the summer for a little bit and then
absolutely
back at it. And you have heard the Piano Bench here on the stations of SPR Classical.